The personality and its body are artificial aspects of the soul. When they have served their functions, at the end of the soul's incarnation, the soul releases them. They come to an end, but the soul does not. After an incarnation, the soul returns to its immortal and timeless state. It returns once again to its natural state of compassion, clarity, and boundless love. This is the context in which our evolution occurs. The continual incarnation and reincarnation of the energy of the soul into the physical arena, into our Earth school. Why does this happen? Why is it necessary even to speak of personalities and souls? The incarnation of a soul is a massive reduction of the power of the soul to a scale that is appropriate to a physical form. It is the reduction of an immortal life system into a framework of time and the span of a few years. It is the reduction of a perceptual system that partakes simultaneously through direct experience of countless lifetimes, some of them physical and some of them non-physical, to the five physical senses. The soul chooses, voluntarily, to undertake this experience in order to heal. The personality is those parts of the soul that require healing, along with those parts of the soul, such as compassion and love, that the soul has lent to the process of healing in that lifetime. The splintered aspects of the soul, the aspects that require healing, need to interact in physical matter so that each part of the splinteredness can become whole. The personality is like a complex mandala that is formed from these splintered parts in addition to the parts that are not splintered. It comes directly from the parts of the soul that the soul has chosen to work on in this lifetime to heal, that need to experience physical matter, and those parts that the soul has given to the process of healing in which you are involved. Therefore, you can see within a person's personality the splintered suffering of the soul from which it was formed, as well as the grace that the soul has earned, which is the loving part of the personality.